From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A weekend break in the criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump after emotional testimony Friday from Hope Hicks, one of Trump's most trusted advisors on Friday.
Much of her testimony centering around the Access Hollywood tape released in October 2016, just weeks before the election, where Mr. Trump could be heard bragging about groping women. Hicks testifying that the tape left her a little stunned. As the defense began cross-examination, Hicks broke down on the witness stand. Following court, Trump saying this about her testimony.
I was very interested in what took place today.
Testimony resumes Monday morning with a new witness, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News, New York.
After months of investigations, the Department of Justice filed formal charges against the Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife Imelda. ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott has more.
Prosecutors allege Cuellar was behind an elaborate scheme, accepting $600,000 in bribes from an energy company in Azerbaijan and a Mexican bank, money that was allegedly laundered through sham consulting contracts. In exchange, Cuellar allegedly agreed to use his position as a U.S. congressman to push policies that would benefit the bank in Azerbaijan, which borders Iran and Russia.
If convicted, Cuellar and his wife could both serve decades behind bars. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Friday that the Biden administration supports free speech, but she says that's what's not been going on at some colleges, and that doesn't count.
Breaking into buildings, destroying property, and shutting down campuses is not peaceful protest. There is also no place on college campuses or in America for anti-Semitism.
New York University among the latest campuses where police cleared out a tent encampment. UCLA says it'll hold its commencement ceremony at Los Angeles Coliseum instead of the campus after protests there. You're listening to ABC News. An American husband and father facing a possible 12 years in prison in Turks and Caicos. Lawyers for Brian Hagerich asking for a lighter sentence after he was charged for having ammunition in his suitcase while going through airport security back in February. Authorities found a small box of hunting ammo in Hagerich's luggage during a random airport security check. Hagerich has had to stay on the island since then and is looking at May 29th as his next court date. Three Indian men were arrested in Edmonton, Canada, Friday, charged with first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder in the killing of a Sikh separatist. The separatist was ambushed and killed by three masked men last June in British Columbia in the parking lot of a Sikh house of worship where he was the president. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau blaming Indian government agents for the shooting, India denying any involvement, but Canadian officials saying they have a smoking gun with the help of information supplied by the United States. Royal Canadian Mounted Police head of the interrogated homicide investigation team, Superintendent Mandeep Mukher.
Through complex investigative techniques and tremendous support from the community, we were able to gather significant evidence that led us to the individuals that were responsible for this homicide.
The victim fled India in the 1990s amid a crackdown on Sikh leaders. Rekindled hopes on Wall Street that an interest rate cut is coming thanks to Friday's lower than expected jobs report. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.